I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a cape and he's great? Ovens full of cake, steady.
John Morant was impressive again last night in a Grizzlies exhibition win over the New Zealand Breakers. RJ Hampton, not quite as impressive. We'll get into that in the next segment. Then Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian, he's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he is a Radio.com Sports NFL insider. My colleague at CBA Sports is Jason Lockenfloor. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
As always, Insider Calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Jason, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, buddy. How are you?
Everything's perfect. I appreciate you being here. I won't keep you too long. Let's start.
No worries.
With the Cleveland Browns. Some in the preseason were talking like maybe a Super Bowl contender as it is. They're 2-3 coming off of a 31-3 beatdown in San Francisco, obviously struggling. Are you surprised that they're struggling to this extent, that Baker Mayfield is struggling to this extent?
That part, yeah. But I also am not surprised that the offensive line has a lot to do with that, because that was a major issue of concern, and my stance on the Browns in the summer was ton of talent there, could be a 10-win team. I don't know about a Super Bowl contender or a juggernaut like that, but could be a 10-win team, would be in the mix and playing meaningful games in that division in December. But if it didn't get to that level, it wouldn't be because they talk too much or they're on social media too much or their personalities. It would be because they can't stop a legitimate pass rush, and that is the problem. They've got issues at multiple spots on that offensive line. They're significant issues. And Freddie Kitchens, his first time doing all this, I think he's got a lot on his plate, and that's shown at times too. But, you know, the reality is they weren't going to go 5-0. There are a lot of new pieces there. And, yeah, they're technically, I guess, a game behind the Ravens, but they won in Baltimore. So the moment those two teams are tied again, and at some point in this, you know, the parity-ridden AFC North, except for Cincinnati, they'll probably be tied again. And in that case, the Browns actually have the division lead because they already won, you know, in Baltimore, which could end up being their most meaningful win of the season. So I'm not freaking out or pushing the panic button there. The reality of the AFC North is 8-8 might get it done.
Talking to Jason Lockenfloor, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, also an insider for CBS Sports. On Baker specifically, obviously former number one pick in the draft, Heisman Trophy winner, a big personality, big mouth, and it does seem like people, whether it's Richard Sherman for questionable reasons or Bosa for other reasons, it looks like people are anxious not only to beat him and embarrass him, but also then talk about him the way he's talked about others. Has he created a more difficult situation for himself than otherwise would be there because of how many headlines he created in the offseason?
I mean, I think that's just who he is, and yeah. I think that's part of what makes him go. I mean, the week before the Ravens, I live in Baltimore, and all that was coming out of that locker room was, we're so sick of the Browns, we're so sick of Baker Mayfield, and those guys, you know, they haven't won anything, and they're paper champions. And then they came into Baltimore and beat the snot out of them, dominated the second half. And in part, the Browns were fueled by this. Oh, yeah, these guys who are in the division title all the time think we're a bunch of jokers. Okay, well, let's go show them. And they pretty much emasculated him in the second half of that game. So I think it cuts both ways, and I think this is just part of his makeup. And it's not a surprise to the Browns, who did so much homework on him and these other quarterbacks, as to what makes him tick. Now, the more he accomplishes in the NFL, the older he gets, the more he matures, you start having kids, you got other things to do than play on your phone, then maybe, you know, maybe it does get curtailed some, or maybe he grows out of some of it. But he's always, I mean, like Tom Brady is still mad at the world because he was a sixth round pick, right?
Right.
This guy is mad at the world because, you know, no one took him seriously in college, and he had to bounce from place to place, right? And he was going to be too small, and then he was going to be, you know, oh, well, nobody wins in Cleveland. And so he, you know, he perpetually wants to prove people wrong. Like, he's going to be mad at Cliff Kingsbury the rest of his life. Like, that's just, he carries some of this stuff with him. You know, so I don't think that's why they're 2-3 and maybe not 3-2. They're 2-3 because they lost to Tennessee week one, and Tennessee can get after you with four at times, and they certainly did in that game. And they got destroyed by San Francisco because San Francisco, at times, it didn't even look like they needed four. They could have just sat somebody back in coverage and rushed three and still torn that offensive line to shreds. And the coach isn't adjusting as quickly, and they're not going to as many quicks and bubble screens and little stuff early in the game. They still kind of want to throw it downfield. And you know what? On some of these games against defenses like that, you probably should run 13 personnel, max protect, and throw a little bit of quick stuff to one receiver or your tight ends and live to fight another day.
Talking to Jason Lockenfora, Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. He's on Twitter, at Jason Lockenfora. On the other side of Cleveland's Monday night embarrassment was San Francisco 49ers improving to 4-0. Mm-hmm. There's two undefeated teams in the NFL right now. One's the Patriots, not that big of a surprise.
Yeah.
49ers, I think, probably is. How shocked are you that they're sitting here with a zero in the loss column?
I am. I mean, they had to spend that week in Youngstown, Ohio, which they've done in the past when they've played back-to-back games on the East Coast. And they handled that with aplomb. They had an early bye, which sometimes can also then, you know, send you a little bit of a rye, especially if you're undefeated at the bye and you're kind of in some heady terrain, at least for them in recent years. And they obviously came out and kicked the Browns' butt. So they have an identity. They can get after you with their defensive line. They don't have to activate linebackers and corners and safeties to make your quarterback sweat. And Kyle Shanahan always runs the ball. I mean, his run scheme, his run fits, that outside zone. It doesn't matter who the offensive linemen are. It doesn't matter who the running back is. It doesn't matter who the fullback is. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. It works. And Garoppolo now, because of those things, doesn't have to worry about playing up to the contract or having sexy numbers. He's just got to be a fundamentally sound winning quarterback because they have enough other pieces. And he hit a few big plays downfield to couple the speed guys they have there and work the middle of the field with the tight end and let the running game wear out the other team's defense. So, I mean, how is that going to play against the best of the best in the NFL? I'm not so sure. You know, it's a tough division. The Rams and the Seahawks aren't going away, but I don't think San Francisco is going to completely fall apart either.
Like I mentioned, Patriots undefeated, but Tom Brady has a QBR of 62.8. That's the lowest of his career, or at least since that number has been documented. Have you noticed him slipping or starting to look his age at all?
No, I think what they're doing is what I just talked about the Browns doing. They're looking at some of these matchups in the state of their offensive line where they're on their third left tackle since the Super Bowl and their second center, and some weeks they're running a right tackle out at left tackle even though he's got the flu, and they're barely keeping numbers together, and they can't run their heavy packages as much because the fullback's out, you know, probably out for the year, and they lost Gronk. And Ben Watson was suspended 4 weeks, and now they don't even really think he could help that much. And the whole thing happened with Antonio Brown. They have a personnel crisis on offense right now. They can't do a lot of the things they want to do. They don't have enough people that they trust to do them. So they're just max protecting and playing, letting the defense kick people's butt. And the old keep it simple, stupid philosophy. They're not trying to get any style points. They're not trying to show off for the box score, you know, or the fantasy football, you know, aficionados. They're just winning. They're content to win ugly. I mean, even Burkhead, they're not even totally healthy in the run game. I mean, Burkhead's been banged up. You know, Sonny Michel's giving it a go, but I don't think he's 100%. So I just think they're not beating themselves. They're making sure Tom Brady doesn't get his head ripped off. And they're in survival mode now. And we'll see. They'll make a move or two before the trade deadline. They always do. And they'll get their first-round pick and Kiel Harry back at some point, and that should help the downfield pass game a little bit. you know, Edelman should get a little healthier. I mean, he's playing with seriously bruised ribs. They're just gutting it out right now. You haven't seen the best of the Patriots offense yet.
Talking to Jason Lockenfor, radio.com sports NFL insider for CBS Sports on Twitter at Jason Lockenfor. Just a couple more things. The Redskins now have a head coaching vacancy. Mike Tomlin has been mentioned as a possibility. Mm-hmm. I know he's under contract in Pittsburgh, but still, is that a real thing? Could Mike Tomlin actually be the next coach of the Redskins?
Absolutely. I mean, Don Shula was traded, right? John Gruden was traded. Jim Harbaugh was almost traded to the Browns a few years ago. It absolutely could happen. I mean, it's going to be incumbent on him wanting it, but, you know, Dan Snyder probably gave him, you know, 65 million reasons to think about it, and he'd give him total control of the building the way Joe Gibbs and Mike Shanahan once had it. He'll let Tomlin build that organization in his likeness with unlimited resources, however he sees fit. And, you know, sometimes people are ready for a change. A lot of people in the league found it odd that Tomlin only signed a one-year extension at Pittsburgh, which is basically sort of a fake extension. And the GM, Kevin Colbert, didn't sign his extension at all and said he'd play it out. I mean, Ben's coming back next year, but you don't know exactly what that'll look like. They're not going to win a lot of games this year, and they're certainly short of draft picks the next couple of years through the Devin Bush trade at the draft and through the trade with Miami for the defensive back a couple weeks ago, Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Right.
He's from this area. He's from Virginia, not far at all from where the Redskins have their training camp in Richmond. Went to William & Mary. He's got a son, redshirt freshman at the University of Maryland. I don't know.
A lot there. Talking to Jason Lockenfor here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, Dak Prescott started the season incredibly. Has cooled off lately. Is that just a byproduct of the competition, or is it something to do with Dak?
Well, I think that, look, the more Kellen Moore puts his stuff out on film, their new play caller, the more teams learn. And I think if you look at Dak's history, it's kind of like Kirk Cousins. Like, he will really run it up on teams that are inferior, but when you absolutely need that big play against a top 10 defense, it's often not there. And I think the same for their defense. I think their defense was facing nobody early, and people got a little carried away. I have concerns about the pass rush, you know, and the secondary a little bit. So I didn't pick the Cowboys to go to the playoffs. And I my experience in covering this league is the years Jerry Jones thinks they're going to the Super Bowl and they're all in, they tend to not live up to expectations and crumble a little bit because that parade route gets planned a little bit sooner than it should. So we'll see. They've got some tough games ahead. When they play the Eagles, that's obviously a big deal. I'm a bit of a Cowboys skeptic.
That is Jason Lockenfor, radio.com sports NFL insider. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Jason, you're the best, man. Terrific stuff. Appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, bud.
I'll see you. Bye-bye. Jason Lockenfor, radio.com sports NFL insider, and my colleague at CBS Sports. When we come back, Ja Morant had more flashes of brilliance last night. RJ Hampton looked like somebody who should be a senior in high school playing against an NBA team. We'll get into that. What happened inside FedEx Forum last night? Next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.